Father, I pray that everyone that hears this message today, I pray that they get the fear of the Lord, and that it helped them, that it helped their character and their home and their neighborhood, the company where they work, and our nation. I pray that the words that they hear will help build your kingdom. In thy name I pray. Listen, we're in serious times right now, but yet it's not really sinking in. It's not connecting somehow or another to cause us to take hold of the seriousness of it. We're not taking hold, and we need to, and we better. We need to get serious about the men that we put in office. Yes, there's some deception out there that would deceive you. Yes. But listen, is it not appointed unto you to know judgment, Christian? Oh, ye Christian, is it not for you? Is it not appointed for you to know judgment? Yes, there's deceit going on. There's deceivers out there, but you ought to be mature enough to be able to see. We're not unaware of the devil's devices. We know that he's a deceiver. Listen, if you hear a bunch of stuff coming from somebody that you know from their stand that they're ungodly and the people that support them are ungodly, are you going to take hold of that and believe that? Kay Hagan, Tom Tillis is a good man. He's a good man, and I love him, and thank God for him. He's a humble man. He's had a humble upbringing, and that's still in him. He's got the same values that we have. I'm not saying he's a perfect man, but I'm not going to vote for Kay Hagan. I'm not putting my hand in with her, and you ought not to either, and I hope you're not. But we're living in some serious times, and we need to get serious. Our grandparents in their day, you could have a serious conversation wherever you might happen to be. But anymore these days, you just listen and see when you're going to have a serious conversation. You just go through the day and you just pay attention to the conversations that come into your ear, and you see how many of them are anything other than laughter. That's all it is, and we're not in a laughing time. Listen, we are called to represent the Son of God, the Jesus. We're called to represent Him, and He's bought us. He's bought you. You're not your own. So glorify God. Don't glorify the things of this world. Laughter. We need to get serious. Serious. Christians ought to be serious. The Bible says for young men, old men, young women, old women, all of them, says to be grave, sober, temperate. Doesn't say to be full of laughter, though. It's better to be in the house of mourning, sorrow, than into the house of laughter. We need to get serious. You need to get serious, and you need to get serious when you go to the polls. People like to say, well, politics, God's not involved in politics. I don't talk about politics. You need to talk about politics. And you need to talk about it in the right way. You need to say the right things. And it's not just good enough not to say anything. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to get you afraid to stand up for God, for the things of God, the right things of God. There are men, I'm going to say this, there are men of God, men that would stand up for God. George Bush ought to stand up for that good, humble, loving man. George Bush is one of the best presidents we've ever had. We need to stand up for the ones that are good, and we need to speak out of the ones that are doing evil. Kay Hagan is doing wicked. Tom Tillis is a good man. George Bush is a good man. Listen, we've got to get serious. We've got to get serious about politics, about who we vote for. You say it's a secret ballot, and it is. But I'm not ashamed to say who I'm going to vote for. I'm proud to say it, and I'm going to publish it. Publish it means spread it abroad. We ought to be glad and strong to say that we're voting for right men. And I hope you never get to the point that you're strong and bold in voting from the wicked. God, and I hope He cuts your life short if you get to that point. We need to get our thinking right when we go to the poll. We don't need to say, oh, God's not involved with politics, because God is. He's involved with everything you do and everything you say. There's not a thought in your tongue, but that God knoweth it all together. He knows your thoughts. He knows you're going out and you're coming in. And in some of your case, and thy rage against me. Listen, you better not be raging against a man of God. You've done it unto one of the least of these, you've done it unto me. Listen, you need to get the fear of God and vote for God-fearing man. You think somebody's going to give you something, and oh boy, you're going to get a little handout. We don't need somebody giving us a handout. We've got a Savior that's our God and our provider. What are you going to do in the day of tribulation? You're not going to have anything unless you get on board and sell not just your character, but sell your whole soul. You can't even vote for a God-fearing man because you think you might not get quite as much of a handout. You're pitiful. You don't have any more character than to sell it just for one little morsel of meat. That's what Esau did. For one morsel of meat, he sold his birthright. You think that's perverted? You think that was perverted, what Esau did? Somebody that's a born-again man or woman, and they would sell their character for one little morsel of a handout. I'm not going to do that. Glory. The Lord God help me that I don't. And I hope you don't. Hope God will help you to hold on to your character and not sell it, not cast it away for one little morsel of a handout. Our grandparents didn't do that. Our great-grandparents, they didn't get a handout, period, their whole life. No Social Security, nothing. They live their whole life with not one handout from the government. Listen, I'm not saying it's wrong for you to get a Social Security check, but when you start putting your hand in with wicked people and wicked ideas, you're in idolatry. It's idolatry. And friend, that's not no little thing in the sight of God. Listen, if He would cast a Christian, spew him out of His mouth, for being lukewarm, what do you think He's going to do to you for being an idolater, a pervert idolater? I don't know what He's going to do, but there's no need for you to find out, or me either. I don't want to find out. I don't want you to do that. I want you to be a man or woman of God that's got character like your grandparents used to be. Listen, that's okay for you to get a government check, your Social Security. That's your money. You put it in there. But it's not in there anymore. They've already spent it all. Who spent it all? Who is it that spends trillions of dollars? Who is it that, what party just wants to, whatever thing comes along, here we'll give you some money. That's who's give your money away. That's why there's none in the Social Security now. There's none there. Your check depends on the people that are making money now. Where did all the money that you got, that you gave in? Where did it all go? Yeah, that's something to get an answer to. Listen, there may not be anything for me in the Social Security. Okay, I'm not depending on that. It's not written in the Bible that God will supply all your needs. The government will supply the government. No. But He is. He'll do it. He knows your needs. He cares for the birds and feeds them and takes care of them. Is He not much more concerned about caring for you? Yes, if you'll put His kingdom first. But when you put the government's kingdom first and you put your hand and sell your character, no, He's not obligated to help you. I'm not saying He won't, but He ain't obligated to. He said if you put His kingdom first. When you sell your character and put your hand in with Kay Hagan and such as that, You don't need to say, well, God supply my needs. No, Kay Hagan supply your needs. Let her do it. Listen, I want to ask you something. If you would sell your character right now, just for a little bit of a promise or a thought that you might get a little bit more from Kay Hagan, if you would sell your character, put your hand in with her, with the things that she does and things she stands for, what are you going to do when the tribulation comes and you are stripped of everything? You don't get anything. No government check, no Medicare, no Medicaid, no food stamps. In fact, you can't even go to the grocery store and buy anything, even if you had the money. You can't go to the doctor. No electricity. No hot showers. Nothing. You're just out in the field looking for something to eat, trying to stay warm. That's what you have unless you sell your soul. Not just your character, but you got to sell your whole soul. How are you going to say no to the mark when you can't even say no to some little government handout right now? How are you going to do that? You better get to thinking about that, because it's coming. You think you're not going to be here. We're going to be raptured out. You better get into what God said in His Word and stop coming and come out of fable land, because that ain't going to happen, friend. We're going to be raptured out of here on the last day of the world, just like Jesus said, on the last day, just like it was in the days of Noah, just like it was in the days of Lot. The same day Lot went out of Sodom, the same day fire and brimstone fell. That's the way it's going to be when He comes back. He's coming back in flaming fire in the same day. That's when we're going to go out, right before the flaming fire. We're not going to get out of the tribulation. You're living in fable land. You won't get serious. But you're going to get serious. But I pray you get serious now and choose God-fearing men. Oh, boy. You like the Antichrist. You like things that are anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-godliness. You like those things. You like to put your hand in with abortion, sodomy, two men getting married, anti-good, anti-God, anti-Christ. I pray you'll get the fear of God. I pray you'll wake up and choose God-fearing men before we don't have that choice anymore. Now, it's the Democrats, wicked. You choose Democrat, you choose wickedness. You choose Republican, you choose good. We've got a choice. There's no guarantee that it's going to be that way. If you're voting as a Democrat, if that's what you are, you're an idolater, period. That's what you are. You're an idolater. Friend, that's serious. It's so serious that God says this: if any man that's called a brother be an idolater, don't keep company with him. No, don't even eat with him. That's what God says about you if you're an idolater. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to vote Democrat no matter what kind of ungodliness he does. That's idolatry. Pity on you. You need to put that away from you. What has it got that's got such a spell on you that you would put your hand in with ungodliness just because it's got the name Democrat on it? You think God's going to accept it, but He's not going to. You think He's altogether such a one as thyself, but He's going to show it to you. But turn. Don't wait till then. Turn. Right now, today, get away from it. Choose God-fearing men. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says, even him, it's talking about the Antichrist, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Is that what you do? having pleasure in a little bit of a handout, what you can get, put your hand in with unrighteousness. Listen, get the fear of God on you and turn. Hold truth. Hold it and love it. I want the truth. I hate deceivers. I hate deception. I hate it. And there's a lot of it going on right now in this campaign. Jesus said, you strain at a gnat. You're straining at a gnat. And that's what they're doing in this election campaign right now. They're straining at a gnat, trying to distract you from looking at the real weightier matters. That's what Jesus said. You're not taking hold. You're not considering. You're not grabbing hold of the weightier matters. He said, that's what you need to do first. Get hold of the weightier matters and then do the fine-tuning. But I'm going to say what some of what the weightier matters are. Listen, I'm not somebody that's oh, look at that rich man. No, good. If he worked hard and he got that fine, good. I don't have any problem with him getting money. But somebody like George Soros, who's not a good man, he's a wicked man. He's using his money for wickedness. I got problems with that. Yes. But just a man being rich? No, I don't have any problems with that. Because God, I used to rake yards, rake leaves out of a yard, front and backyard, the whole thing with trees in it for 50 cents. But they would usually give me a dollar. This was when I was a boy. But I knew God was blessing me for that. I knew that. And I went and did it. And I had me some money. And I used that money for something. Listen. I'm not somebody that's nitpicking about this little thing and that thing about somebody's money. You need to stop that. You need to get down to the weightier matters. Listen, I'm going to give some money to Tom Tillis. I'm going to give some money to him. And I'm going to give hundreds of dollars to him. And I'm a poor man. If you knew, you'd know the truth of that. But I'm not poor compared to the rest of the world. To the rest of the world, I'm a rich man. And I have got plenty. I'm not in need. But I'm having to borrow money to help, and I'm going to give hundreds of dollars. I'm trying to help him get a righteous man, Tom Tillis. I'm trying to get him in office. Not because I'm going to get something. You think I'm going to get something from that? And I'm not expecting it. I don't want anything. I'm not doing it for something. I'm doing it because he's a good man, and I want a good man in office. And taking my time, hundreds of hours of my time. You think I'd be doing that if he was a dishonest man? And if there's a company, if I had a big company, I'd be giving a lot of money to Tom Tillis. But that doesn't mean I'd be expecting something in return. But listen, if Tom Tillis, who's a good man, if he votes for something that's good and it helps my company, fine and good. That's good. There's nothing underhanded about that. Good. I gave him some money. He did something good. It helped my company. That helps the whole country because it's good. But if I'm a wicked company like Planned Parenthood and I give Kay Hagan millions of dollars because I know that she's not going to vote to defund government money that Planned Parenthood get, and they're going to murder more womb babies, that's not good. Abortion. Let's just look and see what some of the weightier matters are. Abortion. How does Kay Hagan stand on that? How do you stand on abortion? I wish you could see, I wish you could hear a baby crying in their mother's womb, screaming when somebody's got their arm and pulling that arm, pulling it. That baby's screaming, pulling his arm off and then pull his leg off. I wish you could hear that baby screaming. And they know that there's a time when that baby is feeling those things. What does Kay Hagan do? Does she say, no, we're not going to do abortion at that time? They're trying to get a law that says that. No abortions at that time. What does Kay Hagan do? Is she going to vote for that? No, she's not going to vote for that law. She's going to vote against it. Abortion. How does she stand on that? And the health care, making us pay for abortions, for somebody to have an abortion. She's got her hand right in with that. It goes right along with Hobby Lobby. She was in the first debate with Tom Tillis. She was bragging, smug. Oh, she was so smug about her stand against Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby. That Christian, good, honest, big company. Christian company, a big one. They offered to provide 16 different forms of contraceptives to their employees. 16 out of 20. But the four that really just provided abortion, that's what it was, they said, no, we're not going to do that. But Kay Hagan would force them to do that. And all the other Christian companies, she would force them to do that which they count as wrong. Did you get that? Kay Hagan would force Christians to do what they count as wrong. You're going to put your hand in with her? And you call yourself a Christian? Sodomy. 52 years ago, every state in this country had law against sodomy. Every state. And 2 years ago, the people of North Carolina voted emphatically, 61-39, that we enshrine holy matrimony into our state constitution. Amen. We did that. Kay Hagan, she claims like, oh, she's faithful to represent and to preserve concerns of the people of this state. She claims that she's faithful to do that. But is that true? Does she do that? 61-39, the people of this state voted for holy matrimony. Does she work towards that, towards preserving that? No. Oh, no. No. She has opposed it and continues to oppose our holy matrimony amendment. No. She's not faithful to do what the citizens of this. She's faithful to do what... I won't go there. And she would even endorse that North Carolina convey upon two men in sodomy the pronouncement of holy matrimony, and that they then go out and adopt young boys. Listen, don't put your hand in with Kay Hagan. Don't do it. Every year when I was a boy growing up in North Carolina, the union would come down and try to get the factory workers of Thomasville Furniture Industries to vote them in. And every year, the people wouldn't vote them in. They knew that the union wasn't of God. They knew that. And they chose to be content. They would rather be content and work with their hands and have that $120 paycheck. They chose to have that and to have God's blessing on them. That's what they chose. They'd rather have the blessing of God. They'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of their God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. That's what they chose. And they're dead now. Most of those men and women, they're dead now. And that they chose is going to go with them. It's not going to be taken away from them. It's not going to be burned up. But if they would have chosen that money, they wouldn't have anything now. It's long gone. But they chose the better thing, and it's not going to be taken from them. And I encourage you, you've got a little bit more time on the earth, and you're going to make such a poor decision, a bad decision, if you choose, give me a little bit more of a government handout and have to sell your character to get it. You're really making a bad mistake. I hope you won't do that. I hope you'll do like the people of Thomasville Furniture Industries and choose the thing that's worthy. I wish you'd do that. I pray that you will. Don't put your hand in with Kay Hagan. Tom Tillis, he's the good man. I made a video. Kay Hagan supports abortion in every way. I made a video of abortion. You can't see it, but I'm going to play that and let you listen to it. We're going to close the broadcast with that audio of that video.
Remember when you were a 9-year-old girl? They love their baby doll, and that's what they want for Christmas. One that cries so that they can wipe away their tears of that baby doll. They put love in that for that very own baby of yours. It's in you. That's your baby's home. Mommy's not in the room with me, but she's my mommy. I'm in her house. But then you give a stranger, you give him a key to that baby's room. He's right there at the door. And he takes a long pair of tongs with some sharp teeth on the end of it, and he goes into the door of your baby's room with those tongs. He's groping around, and he bumps into the baby. There's something in my room. I can't see it, but it's moving around, and it's... And it's got my arm, and it hurts it, but it's pulling on me so hard. Mommy, there's something in my room, Mommy. He's pulling on me hard, but I can't get out the door. And he's pulling harder on my arm, Mommy. He's pulling. Mommy. He pulled my arm off, Mommy. I ain't got but one arm now, Mommy. Oh, Mommy. He's coming back, Mommy. He's coming back, Mommy. I feel him. He's got one of my legs, Mommy. He's gonna pull my leg off too, Mommy. Mommy, help me, Mommy. Mommy, Daddy, help me. Help me. That ain't funny, is it? Some that loves you and rock it in your arms. Take care of it. Wipe away the tears like you used to do that baby doll. You've got one life, and then it's over. Come to Jesus. Count to Him.